Our scripture reading is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the 5th chapter, beginning with verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. About 15 or 16 years ago, I was attending one of our Synod's youth conventions. We happened to be down in Florida. I was serving as one of the adult chaperones. We had taken all of these teenagers into Disney World and had kind of let them go inside of Disney World for about 5 hours, and we're going to have them come back. And I remember we had asked all of the students to wear their convention t-shirts so we could identify them and recognize them. And we had told them to buddy up and make sure you're always with somebody and be very careful of other people and so on. Well, after a few hours, as I was walking around with another counselor, we suddenly spotted two girls from our convention, our youth convention, 13 or 14 years old, I would say, from northern Minnesota, very wide-eyed, young, naive, young ladies. And they were walking arm in arm with two guys who were probably in their early to mid-20s, who were about as rough-looking as you could get. And I was suddenly very concerned. And all I could think of is, what would these parents want me to do? Parents of these two 13 or 14-year-old girls. And so I approached them, and I said, I'd like to ask the two of you to come with us, and I asked these gentlemen if they would please go on their way. They were, of course, upset with me. And these girls, having unwrapped their arms from these guys, these girls were very upset with me and started laying into me and the other counselor for being so cold-hearted and overly protective and so on. It's interesting how, as we go through life, sometimes danger can be out there in places or ways that we don't necessarily spot right away. In a spiritual vein, that is how St. Paul is addressing us today in his letter to the Ephesians. That we be careful how we walk in this world, because there's danger in places that we may not always recognize right away. In this beautiful letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul has taken us on this wonderful excursion of how God has brought us into his kingdom of grace. It's really a fantastic letter. Chapter 1 describes how God elected us from eternity, that even before the foundation of the world was laid, that those who would be brought to faith in Christ were already on the heart of God. And he worked this out in time, sending his Holy Spirit into our hearts. Even though, as we came into this world, Paul says, spiritually dead, he has made us alive with Christ. And by grace we have been saved through faith. It's not of ourselves, but the gift of God, and so on. That familiar verse. And to think how wonderful that is, that God has called us out of the darkness of this world into the marvelous light of his grace and connected us with our Savior, washed us clean of all of our sins, dressed us in his holy robe of righteousness. And Paul says to the Ephesians that we are now fellow citizens of the saints in heaven. Just think of that. Through faith in Christ, that thing we can't even see in our hearts, God says we're fellow saints of the citizens, or the fellow citizens of the saints in heaven. What a statement about God's faithful in this world. And God doesn't want all of this marvelous spiritual work in your heart and mind to be lost. He doesn't want it to be for no gain. And so Paul is warning us, while we're still here in this world, he says, the days are evil. And if that was true in Paul's day, when he wrote to the Ephesians, it is certainly even more so today. Our Lord warns us that the world will grow increasingly evil toward the end of time. There's a danger for us in this world, partly because of how the world approaches us, partly because of the intelligence of Satan, and partly because of our own sinful hearts. There is a danger for us to underestimate how wicked this world can be, and to underestimate how potentially harmful and damaging to our souls it can be. Sin is often presented to us and put in front of us in a way that looks so nice and doesn't seem that bad, doesn't seem that harmful. And we are tempted to think that if I just embrace this a little bit, whatever it is, might have to do with sexuality, might have to do with alcohol or drugs or something, it might have to do with pride, it might have to do with loving earthly material blessings and things, whatever it is, it's so easy for us to underestimate the great danger that these things can have ultimately on our faith and on our souls. And we can start to imagine ourselves being able to dabble in the world's ways without really getting hurt and keeping ourselves still kind of safe as long as we just do it a little bit. And this ungodly world can appear so harmless to us and appear so inviting. And that's especially true, I think, when we are young. We can start to imagine that there are things right now that I can start to mess around with and so on, and it really doesn't matter. I know where God's commands and boundaries are, but I can step over those, and it's really not going to hurt me. I heard a pastor once use a great picture of how it's like sin is this beautiful lake in front of us, and we know it's evil, but we can start to wade into it up to our ankles, thinking that we can always run out. But we always want to keep taking another step in a little bit deeper, up to our knees, and so on. And the problem is that the water itself is intoxicating. And it has a numbing quality, like anesthesia, to kill our senses and our sensibility so that we will want to run out again. And so St. Paul is warning us, just like the faithful Ephesians of his day. He's warning us to stay on the narrow path of repentance and self-denial, of going back before God and his altar of grace, bowing before him, recognizing our weakness and our sin, hearing of his wonderful forgiveness in Christ once again. Paul says, uses an interesting expression in our text. He says, redeeming the time. That's not a phrase that you and I use in our day-to-day conversations. I found a couple of great commentaries on that expression. One is from a bishop in Norway named Locke. He said, this is what Paul means. Don't neglect anything that can be of service to your soul's salvation. Seize the precious hours of grace and use them. I like that. Seize the precious hours of grace now and use them. Luther put it this way. Steal and rob the time as you can so that nothing is more important to you than staying with Christ. Redeeming the time today. The other phrase that Paul uses here is an interesting one in the Greek. He says, walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. The word, therefore, the Greek word for walking circumspectly is the word akribos, from which we get acrobat. Think how carefully an acrobat has to walk. How cautious and careful an acrobat on a high wire has to be to make sure they don't fall into danger. It means to walk with precision and care, very exactly. God would have us regain our sensitivity about the evil of this world and the temptations that we face, and to get ourselves out of that lake now, before it's too late. Not to drift along, imagining everything is fine, and ultimately lose Christ and our love for him. It'd be interesting to speak with those two girls that I talked to back in the early 90s, who today are probably about 30 years old and possibly have daughters of their own. It'd be interesting to talk to them about that incident now and to see what a different perspective, I'm sure, they would have on that and how grateful they would be for having been warned about that in that situation. When we finally arrive in heaven by God's grace through faith in Christ, how differently we're going to look at the warnings that God gave us about the dangers and evil of this world, and how we are going to treasure the encouragement that God has given us through his church and through his means of grace to keep us on the path of salvation. Amen. Please join me then in a collect for the 20th Sunday in Trinity. You'll find it on page 163 page 163 in the front part of your hymn book. It is collect number 122. And let us rise as we join in praying this in unison. Collect 122. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that of your great mercy, you have called us by your holy word to the blessed marriage feast of your Son, and through him forgive us all our sins. But being daily assaulted by temptation, offense, and danger, and being weak in ourselves and given to sin, we beseech you graciously to protect us by your Holy Spirit, that we might not fall into sin. And if we fall and defile our wedding garment with which your Son has clothed us, graciously help us again and lead us to repentance, that we fall not forever. Preserve in us a constant faith in your grace through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.